We thought the skills in the dockyard could be used for many, many things, and actually, given the severe problem we've got with climate change, investment in climate jobs would be a good thing, so we thought we'd have a meeting to highlight that.
It seems quite timely. It was only yesterday there was this big report out about climate change and global warming. I mean, do you think this is something the government are going to invest in and therefore there should be more jobs being created?
I think as the years go on, more and more climate chaos is going to result. We're already talking about problems in drought, we're going to see more problems with wars, poverty, the whole destabilisation of global society is going to put more and more pressure on governments to act. And all they need to do is start investing in climate jobs now. You know, renewable energies, the dockyard jobs, dockyard is an ideal place to produce wind turbines, tidal turbines. You could look at the skills to improve on public transport. All those sorts of things could be tackling climate change and, crucially, keeping our manufacturing base within the city and within the region, which is where we're losing jobs hand over fist. We could keep skilled, reasonably well-paid jobs in the city and tackle climate change at the same time.
So are these skilled positions quite transferable? I mean, if you can build a ship, can you learn to build a wind turbine?
We believe so. I mean, Suzanne Jeffrey, who's going to be one of our keynote speakers at the meeting tonight, is from the Campaign Against Climate Change trade union group. And they've been campaigning for a million climate jobs across the country, saying that the government needs to act now to create these jobs. Yes, absolutely. The skills are transferable. If there was a will by government to tackle these issues, there'd be no reason why a single job should be lost in the dockyard or elsewhere, for example, in the manufacturing sector. We could employ those people and actually increase employment in manufacturing and tackle climate jobs and tackle climate change.
When BAE first made the announcement that it was ceasing shipbuilding in the city, there were a lot of promises from government about, you know, that skilled jobs would be retained and that these people would be needed. Do you feel that those promises are being fulfilled? Is enough being done to make sure that people are going to have work?
I think there's been a lot of talk, very little action. I haven't seen anything tangible as yet to safeguard those jobs. I mean, there's been talk from the new Minister of Portsmouth, Michael Fallon, but I haven't seen him deliver on anything. And again, we want the politicians to do more than just talk. They need to act. And the government, we had commitments from David Cameron that he was going to look into this and address the issues of dockyard job losses. We've seen nothing from him. So the meeting again, you know, it's tonight at 7:30 at the Central Library. Encourage people to come on. It's part of the campaign for keeping dockyard jobs, but it's also part of the campaign against climate change. I mean, the two issues actually do go hand in hand together. As you say, the latest UN report says we have to act now or else we'll be paying the price for years and years to come with severe civil unrest, disturbances, poverty and crisis across the whole world.
There was a top business owner writing, I think it was the Times the other day, saying that delays to contracts being put through to use the dockyard and use these shipbuilding facilities could mean that contracts are going to be lost and go elsewhere to Europe or wherever because of the general election and people sort of not quite tying things down. Is that a concern as well?
Absolutely. There doesn't seem to be a real emphasis to try and get things sorted out. And I can absolutely believe that. The MOD seem to be sitting on their hands over this. If actually they were saying, you know, we could look at alternative uses for the dockyard, I think that would be a big help in terms of securing those jobs that we've got there in the city and in the region. Because it's not only Portsmouth, there's people across the whole region are employed in the dockyard, and the knock-on effects in terms of the businesses and the local economy, that those wages that people spend in the local economy, the private sector, retail, all those other things, you know, we look at Portsmouth now, real problem with underemployment and unemployment, and a real problem with the low wage economy. We have to do something about it.
Obviously, the workers who are losing their jobs have had a couple of months for it to sink in and to look elsewhere. When you speak to any of them, if you've spoken to any of them, what kind of feeling do you get from them? Are they positive about their future? Because I know when I first spoke to them, obviously, they were very negative.
I don't know what the general feeling is. From anecdotal, I think people are very dissatisfied with the way things are going. Why should people have to up sticks and try and search for jobs all around the country? And not only around the country. I mean, some people are looking at trying to travel abroad to try and secure jobs in shipbuilding. Actually, there's no reason why a single person should have to leave the city. Those, you know, we could keep that employment here in the city, and that's what's needed.